Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They're going to dial in at 602-753-1848. Or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, this series, as I shared, is something that you're going to want to go back and listen to. As a matter of fact, we're going to drill into you a powerful principle that God has left for everyone to be successful. Now, I want you to know that we are talking about how to build a rock-solid network marketing business. Now, when we go and we start talking about in the book of Luke, when we did chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, you want to go back and listen to that. Go back and read it. I want you to also write those scriptures down. Write that passage down. And I need you to read it. I need you to read it, and I need you to read this every day. But then there's another scripture that I'm going to also want you to write down, because as God is taking us through this, and he's saying, listen, I have no respect of a person. And what is beginning now to fuel me with this is, of course, I just love God and his people so much. And when I am walking through the crowd and people are like wanting to pull on me, talk to me, and they're thinking that I am so much more special than they are because the whole deal of money. You never want money to be your measuring stick of your self-worth. Listen, guys, I am telling you right now, no one else's success to determine your self-worth. And I said, God, show me, tell me what to tell your people so they can understand that success is available to them too. And he says, but they're not building it on a rock. They're not building their business on a rock. They're not following my principles. And so I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. And I want you to write this scripture in all caps, but we first have to go to the Lord, because there is a huge missing piece to success in most areas of people's lives. I am not only talking about people who have money, that they got this down pat. No. There are areas that even if God blesses you in one area, there's another area you need some work in. And so we have to go to the Lord and ask him, what is the order of success? Not that man has created, that he has created before you were formed in your mother's womb. There was an order, and he has laid it out for all of us. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you because you are amazing. There is no one higher, bigger than you. We're thankful, oh Father God, for this day that you've made, and we're so glad and we're joyous. We're here in the land of the living. We have a reason to celebrate. Just the idea that we are here to be able to hear thus says the Lord on today is a reason to celebrate. Father God, I ask that your Holy Spirit come in here in the midst of Power Start Your Day. As your servant decrees, may you increase like never before. I'm asking that you go all up into the deep crevices of the hearts and the minds of your people. They may open up and not only consider and not only hear, but do your word. As we're careful to give you the highest praise of hallelujah, because no one else deserves that praise. For those who are feeling low right now, lift them up on high. I'm praying that their spiritual ears are open, which is their heart. I'm praying that they will be of good courage, without hesitation, to go out and do great exploits in your name. We're honoring you and we're blessing your name and sealing this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so when I go to bed at nearly 1 a.m. and the Holy Spirit wakes me back up at 5, God has dealt with me in these ways for years. And when he does that, that means that there are a few things that's going on. There's a rumbling in the spirit realm. Where there is some type of distractions or dysfunctions that's trying to come up against what God has for his people. And this is not a time for anyone to have any fear, but increase in faith. And if you increase in faith, you're going to put in the work. I need somebody to hear me on today. We're going to go to the scripture, and I need you to do something for me. I need you to write this scripture down in all capital letters, and I need you to have it where you're reading it to yourself every day and night, as well as meditating on this word day and night. 1 Corinthians 14 and 40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. But that sounds like plain English to me, even though this is the King James Version where most people say, I don't understand what he says. Now listen to me. I think that everybody know what all means. It does not mean some. It does not mean part. It's the sum of all parts, all things be done decently and in order. This is clear that God operates consistently. I've trained this before, and let me tell you something. I am hardly this smart. For God to say, listen, wherever there is a lack of decency and order, there's a lack of consistency. And if there's a lack of consistency, it's a lack of success. And wherever there is a lack of success, now there is a lack of faith. And if there's a lack of faith, it's a lack of work. When people are doubting that there is a concrete way for success, they hesitate, they procrastinate. They just don't put in the work, and it lessens the good courage. I need you guys to hear me. We talked about the four pillars for network marketing. rocketing success. And we said, we want you to have a rock solid business. You have to have a foundation. And if you don't know the basics, you can't become a master. If you're not operating and even know the systems of the basics, there's no way you're going to become a master. You might be able to produce. You might be able to get some people in your business, and you might be able to use your charisma, and some people use some other slick stuff, whatever it is, to get people in their business. But if you will not reckon with, become one with the system, it's going to be difficult for you to duplicate and even now become a leader and create leaders. So let's talk about this for a moment. We have the way that you acquire customers and the way you acquire business partners. Now, both of them require the same system. You promote, you expose, and you get a response. Both of those, whether it's a customer or whether it's a business partner, it's the same system. However, within this system, you are now speaking the language of that, of the desired outcome. I want you to write that down. You're speaking the language of the desired outcome. So when people make it so confusing and they're like, oh, I don't know what to say. Well, if you want to think about what to say, you cannot think about what to say without first asking the question of who am I talking to? We're going to go into the customer on today. If you're thinking about what to say, you got to say first, who am I talking to? Some people want to talk to everybody about everything at the same time. And this is why most people do not have success. There is no decent order. You just throw something at the wall and hope it sticks and pray that someone answers you and want to be down with you. No. People don't buy like that. People don't connect like that. People want to know that you're talking to them. So what are you talking to them about, their problem? Now, you can't be a person talking to someone about the problem and you are still dealing with the same problem. Nobody wants to connect with that. Capisce? Listen. Who wants to connect? Who would believe that someone that had the same problem as them is going to be the solution to their problem? Now, they might believe someone who had the same problem they had could be the solution to their problem because you've been through it. This is why testimonies and stories work so well. So let's talk about customers. Number one, you say, you want to know what to say? You ask the question, who am I talking to? Write it down. Who am I talking to? If it's a customer, what are the pain points of that customer? This is how you promote, right? Or people will say pique interest. This is how you promote. Well, if you say it only one time, or you're only asking for you to buy from me without first giving the value, this is why social media is so powerful, and because people get to see you on a regular basis for those who are consistent and they're doing their promotion in order. People want to see a little variety, right? So they're going to be looking for, A, do you know what you're doing? So this is why we educate. This is why we educate. B, they want to know, do you have the right mindset? Because they don't want nobody cray-cray trying to handle their business or their weight loss, whatever it is that you have to offer. So they're saying, listen, I don't need no crazy person with my personal information. So this is why you motivate. This is why you show that you got some kind of sense out there, because they're watching you, right? They want to know, are you positive? Maybe they want to know what type of books you're reading. So now you want to educate, you want to motivate. want to see how you live. What's your lifestyle? How you living? Oh, so all you do is drive big cars, live in big houses. That's so far and unrelatable to my problem. Can you really understand my problem? No. But what if you were to be able to show them that I'm a real person? I'm breaking this down like baby food. Because the same system that we do for customers is the same system we do for business partners. The only difference is the call to action is going to be a little different. So now you're going to say, okay, well, how do you live? Do you have kids? I got kids. Maybe do you love God? I love God. Some people like to hide God when it comes to business, but then they want God to do everything in their business. They don't want to say that. I'm not telling you to go out there and be an evangelist. But if someone could know that they can identify with maybe your values, it's okay. If you don't like God, don't talk about him. It don't matter. You'll get some people who don't like God too. That's okay. I'm not telling you to go out there and promote God, because God don't need you to promote him. He don't need nothing from you. God don't need you. But do you need him? He don't need you. He is God all by himself. You ain't got to mention his name. He's still going to be God. Now, see, I wonder if we were to be able to be just as solid as God to know it don't matter if nobody ain't calling my name, I'm still who I am. And you go out there confidently, consistently, letting people know that I'm not here to serve myself. Nobody don't care about what bills you got to pay. Nobody cares about that your kids don't have this. Nobody cares about that you ain't got no money to get to the funeral. Nobody cares about, they don't care about that because they have their own problems. They're looking for you for a solution to their problem. So you cannot be the problem and the solution. This is why, by the way, for those who might even try to be promoting in social media, or for those who are talking to their friends and family, they are looking at the same thing. Online or offline, they're looking at, okay, this is why sometimes I don't promote for people to go after friends and family, because they already know you got problems. They already know you ain't that smart. And they already know you don't really know, especially if you knew, you don't really know what you're talking about. So I'm going to talk about a third-party validation in just a moment of why it's so important. But yet, it's so important, but most people don't use it in the system. They want to do it all by themselves, and they say, ain't nobody answering, ain't nobody buying, ain't nobody got no money. I can assure you that if that's how you talk, nobody is going to want to buy from you, and nobody is going to want to give you their money. This is helping some people. I want you to hear me. And I know I'm talking very raw this morning, because I believe that the decency and in order needs to be in full effect, and most people need to take 100% responsibility, not 75, not 80, not even 95%, but 100% responsibility that you have a choice to do things in a systematic way, in decency and in order, and if you do it consistently, you know you're going to win. I hear people all the time say, I can't close anyone. Well, because we are not closing, we're opening a relationship. We're opening something. We're not closing or conquering anyone. I did a video on this on last night, and I said, I see the whole deal is that when we're talking about that we just coming in to close, it's literally for our benefit. It's not for the benefit of the prospect. So this is why most prospects are closed to people who just coming into close. But if you can now pique their interest or promote, the word promote, the reason why we did not use in our system pique interest when we said promote, because anybody who's promoting is doing that on a regular basis. When you start thinking about a party or club, y'all know y'all used to club, y'all are not that saved. Y'all are not that safe. Any party that's going down, y'all still want to go. And guess what? Y'all go to the parties that had the highest promotion. You buy the albums or you want to listen to the highest promotion. So I want you to pay attention to some of the artists that are out there. They are now beginning to realize, like, you know what? At one point in time, they were able only to promote with flyers on the street or word of mouth or with MTV or with, you know, BET, rap, whatever it was or whatever, right? But now that they have social media, not only entertainers, when you're talking about singers or whatever, but now you see even people who are smart like Kevin Hart who actually say, you know what? I'm in a movie. This is different. He said, I'm going to take it to the street. The people coming off the street to come see me, I'm going to take it to the street, and I'm going to let them see me and my family. I'm going to let them see that, you know what, and so I'm going to let them get a sneak peek into who I really am, and then they can't wait to see me when the movie comes out. They can't wait to see me when I have a concert. Because guess what he does? He invites them to it. After he promotes himself, and after Cardi B promotes herself, she shows you all sorts of areas about her life. And then after, she say, I'm dropping an album. Now, what are you dropping? After you've educated and motivated them and the lifestyle, and then you've also now given stories or the stories. If you pay attention, Cardi B does very well at this. You say, you follow Cardi B, her marketing is genius. She'll turn around and even feature some of her fans, dance into her music, whatever. So now this is what we do. We now feature people who've used our services or whatever it is that we're trying to get as a customer. Now, if you confuse them and say you can be a customer and you can be this at the same time, they're like, I don't know if I even could do a business. So let's decide. When you're promoting for a customer, talk to the needs of the customer in your education, in your lifestyle, in your education, and then in your call to action. If I were to send you this, when will you be able to take a look at it? Or I'm going to pop you in this page where you can learn more about your whatever the problem is and the community that will support you in meeting your goals. Now we talking, family. Now we talking. Now we are giving a true opportunity and a clear call to action as to what you need them to do. Do you know that there are millions of people with problems and don't know what to do with them? So they're looking for someone that is consistently showing them that they have the answer to the problem. Have you ever heard of a word, H-E-L-P, help? All you have to do is ask yourself, am I systematically, step one, step two, step three, am I promoting? Am I exposing? Which I would use a tool. Let somebody watch a video, a webinar. Let them watch somebody other than you if you're new. Let them watch or hear somebody other than you if you're new. I'm going to say this one more time. Let them watch or hear someone other than you if you're new. Let the video or the webinar do all the heavy lifting. All you're doing is directing traffic to it. And then the third step is going to say, You don't ask them, do you have any questions first? You ask them the questions first. So let me ask you this. What made you reach out to me if they reached out to you? Or if you reached out to them and you got them on, well what did you like the most? Is that a perfect question for them to give you the perfect answer that leads to the desired result, which is them to buy? Most people are trying to figure out what is it going to take to get someone to say yes, when all they have to do is listen to what the person has already said yes to. So what you will say is this. What stood out to you the most? And when they give you the answer, that's what they said yes to already. Things are they talking about? Number one, who are they? And what they talking about? Number one, who are they and what are they talking about? This is going to be a review when we start talking about the business partners as well, because the system of customers and business partners are the same. The only difference is the call to action, because the questions you're asking them the same thing. So you're saying what stood out to you the most, and they're going to tell you what they like most. They like money. They like community and family. They need more data. Or it's all about having fun. Well, what were you trying to accomplish? They've already said yes to what they're trying to accomplish. I'm trying to buy a car. I'm trying to buy a house. I'm trying to. They've already said yes to that. That's their own goal, not yours. That's their own goal, not yours. I think somebody is getting this. I think somebody is getting this. And we're going to do a little workshop so that we can hear who knows how to listen. We have an event coming up this Saturday, and I want to do a workshop in this part of closing, because most people say they can't close, but they're not trying to open any kind of relationships. And the questions will open up the relationship, and all you have to do is confirm to the person, yes, I hear you. Yes, I understand what you're trying to do. And yes, I can take you to where you're trying to go. They don't want to go where you're trying to go. They have their own agenda. And they only going to buy based off of their own agenda, not yours. So most people, they are wanting to close for their own agenda. Can't you see? I'm trying to get this pin level. I've been in this company this amount of time right here. I see other people moving up. I got to move up. So you're going to buy today. And they're like, no, ma'am, no, sir. No, ma'am, no, sir. I'm going to buy from that other person that I see promoting every day. I'm going to buy from that other person that I see bringing me some value to help me understand exactly what they do. I'm going to buy from that person who literally are showing me that they have clients before me who have success. I'm going to buy from that person who showed me they go to their trainings, who show me that they hanging out with successful people, who show me that literally that they do care about families. That's who I'm going to buy from. I'm not going to buy from you just because you say you in it. No, I have choices. I would choose to spend my money where I'm going to get the best bang for my buck, or I'm going to spend or invest my money with who I have the highest chances of winning. I don't know if I can even open this queue right now, because I'm sitting in front of Kate in school. I've been running. I ain't dropped my baby to school. I had to still get him breakfast and give his daddy a rest, you know, let his daddy sleep in a little later. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, that man there, he just be getting it done. I don't know. Let me see here. And I still gave it to you raw and deep. I need you to go back and listen to this. I don't know. I don't think I can pull you up in the queue on today. I don't think so. Let me see. I don't think so. Oh, let me see if it's going to let me do it. Hold on a second. Let's see. Let's try this one moment. Good morning. Oh, wow, it worked. Okay, good morning to you. Good morning. This is 6838. Okay, the background is too loud. I'm sorry. We're going to go here. 708, last 4317. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Marilyn Fitzgerald. How you doing?
I'm amazing, Queen. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking. And I just wanted to come online just to let you know that in my last time that I spoke to you, that I was introduced to some tools to help me out a little bit. And you, it's right on point to what you are speaking to right now. And two, I stuck back because I need to get better. And so I've been working with the tools, but also I've been able to connect with a sideline group of people that have been supporting me now with Three Ways, because I mentioned to you about my situation with the upline with doing Three Ways, and this group has come into my life in the last week. And we're coming together to support each other, no matter whether we are in the same line or not, to help each other grow and move forward in the business. So I just wanted to say thank you. I'm gonna go and re, you know, listen to this, but I want to get better and at doing this, because I know that, you know, I can do it.
Absolutely you can, Marilyn. And, you know, when we start talking about duplication, I'm glad you brought this part up. And I am a proponent of Three Ways. And when we start going into the duplication portion and the response portion of the system, yes, you should seek out a third-party balance. Business partners. Who's going to do the Three Ways for the business partners that you enroll? You enroll 5 business partners this week, and you are now relying on the Three Ways. Who's going to do the Three Ways for your 5 business partners that have launched their business and they have their 5 ready to go? So now that's 25 Three Ways that need to happen. Who's going to do those?
Okay, you asking me?
Yep.
Okay. There's a gentleman that I had met, and he's out of California, and he actually has been working with me. He's been working with me on a few Three Ways. Last week he did about 3 Three Ways for me.
Okay. Stop right there, Marilyn. He did 3 Three Ways.
Okay.
Is he building a business himself?
Yeah, he has a pretty stable business himself.
Perfect. So I asked a question.
Okay.
I want us to listen closely.
Okay.
And if you don't know the answer, it's okay right now. But
okay.
I want, by the time we talk on tomorrow, when we start talking about business partner acquisition, I need you to have this answer. And everyone else who's listening, I just went through and said, number one, God says do everything in decency and in order. And the purpose of Three Ways is to get you sharper. So maybe you can hear exactly what an expert is saying, how they say it, how they actually get the person to the desired result. And I need you to know that the desired result is not always enrolling in your business as a customer or a business partner. The desired result is interaction. The desired result might be a trial run after. The desired result may also just being them to post or promote you. That's a desired result. You're just trying to get out there. It may not always be them to say yes to your business, but you want them to say yes to something, whether it's yes to now the promotion of them, for them to say, hey, I don't have the money, whatever. We're going to go deeper into that with the agency piece, because that's typically when people get a little bit more etchy is when they start wanting to be a business partner. But the question again is this, and I want us to listen, and I'm going to leave it here because we're at time. let's say you got the three-way calls and you ended up with five new business partners. And now they're going to do their launch, and we'll go deeper into that, and then they'll say, I need three-way calls. Now, mind you, this gentleman is having to do yours. Who's going to do theirs?
Okay, well, I'm gonna
do
theirs.
Is he gonna do his 25 plus yours, or you're gonna do theirs?
Right.
You're gonna do theirs. So if you can do theirs, see, then why are you not able to use the script and do your own close? If you're using the third party tool of whether it's the video or the webinar, because see, the third party tool, whether it's the video or the webinar, gives the information, it gives the testimonies, it gives the third party already in there. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm trying to lead you guys to interdependence and true duplication, because I could easily see you getting stuck at a title or a position if the mindset does not change and the courage and the consistency does not change quickly. I'm going to leave that right there, family. I want us to come in. Now, it's okay. You get those third-party validations for this gentleman, but in the meanwhile, you better be taking very copious notes, listening for the script, taking down and recording answers that the prospect gives, and being sure that now you're practicing it, because at some point in time, you're being led right now, but at some point in time, the people that you enroll are going to expect you to leave. And I would not want you to start that when you get into higher levels. You need to start practicing to get paid. You're going to appreciate this, Marilyn. You're a winner. I know you are.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate that.
Whether it's right now or later, you're going to have to do it. I choose earlier than later. It's better to practice while your team is small, and this is what most people are afraid of. It's better to practice now. Take a few three ways, and then the other one, take courage. Don't feel like you're going to lose anything. It's not scarcity. If you're promoting on a regular basis, someone is going to say yes if you keep going. And the more you keep going and the more you practice, you get more people to say yes, Marilyn. That's how this works. And I'm going to help you guys so that you can feel confident and you can be in your room or wherever you are using your phone. And it don't matter if they hang up in your face. You're courageous enough to go again because you know you have the system. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I thank you again.
All right. God bless you guys. We're going to keep rolling this out. I love you guys, and let's keep moving. Take note for Marilyn's question, because we want you to move to the next level. If you can think how I think, you can have more than what I have. God bless you.